This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Earthquake. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked Turkey and Syria this morning, killing more than 1,000 people. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
On both sides of the border, residents were jolted out of sleep by the pre-dawn quake, rushing outside on a cold, rainy, snowy winter night as buildings were flattened and strong aftershocks continued. Rescue workers and residents frantically searched for survivors under the rubble of their homes in multiple cities, working through tangles of metal and chunks of concrete. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In East Palestine, Ohio, authorities have been urgently warning hundreds of residents near Friday night's train derailment to evacuate, saying it's possible a rail car could explode, launching deadly shrapnel as far as a mile. They're not saying exactly what was in that rail car. Now some good news, the Grammys.
Harry's House by Harry Styles won the big award, Album of the Year. Styles says he just makes the music he likes.
It's feels really nice to feel like, oh, that is the right thing to do.
Beyoncé now has 32 Grammys, more than anyone ever. She broke the record previously held by conductor George Solti. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And good news for those who like warmer temperatures. That brutal cold they've been seeing in parts of the East is continuing to give way to higher temperatures now. It could hit 63 degrees in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. China is angrily accusing the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force after the U.S. shot down what it says was a Chinese spy balloon. Beijing says it was a weather balloon gone off course. China saying the U.S. overreacted and violated the spirit of international law. President Biden appears to be losing support among his own Democrats. A new AP poll finds that just 37% of Democrats want President Biden to seek a second term. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King has more now on that AP poll on President Biden.
A new poll finds many Democrats are saying no thank you to another 4 years of President Biden. A majority of Democrats now think one term is plenty for Joe Biden, despite his insistence that he plans to seek re-election in 2024. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It shows just 37% of Democrats say they want Biden to seek a second term, down from 52% in the weeks before the midterm elections. Follow-up interviews with poll respondents suggest the 80-year-old's age is an issue. Biden is already the oldest president in U.S. history. At the State of the Union address on Tuesday, Biden has an opportunity to confront doubts about his competence to govern. Jennifer King, Washington.
Gas prices are coming down as you start your work week. Gas is $3.47 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, down 3 cents in a week, but still 18 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.